Music in My Life by Sabrina de Souza de Cheda. I quit playing the piano because I was afraid of making a mistake. Now I had a chance to overcome my fear. My dream since childhood had been to play the piano. When I was 12, a beloved member of the church taught me to play. Later, I received a keyboard as a present from my father. However, the enchantment of playing began to diminish because I became nervous when trying to play in sacrament meeting. I made many mistakes, felt ashamed, and did not want to play anymore. I told myself that I would try it again only after I'd practiced a lot and could play almost perfectly. But I became discouraged and ended up selling my keyboard and hiding this talent. Years later, one Sunday, there was no accompanist. The sister who played the piano in our ward had moved. When I saw the member singing without a piano or organ to accompany them, I felt the Spirit encourage me to talk to the bishop. I said, "Is it all right if I play?" He accepted. After years of avoiding the piano, I conquered my fear of making mistakes. To my surprise, I began to play as though there had not been much time since I stopped. I made mistakes on some notes, but not many. The experience gave me the strength to suggest to my bishop that I would commit to play every Sunday. I practice every week, and I have learned to love the piano again. Whenever I practice, I feel the Spirit strongly in my home. Sometimes when I play, my family members who are doing housework join in singing. We become one, singing the same hymn. Many members of the ward have noticed my progress and congratulate me. I am grateful to contribute to the spirituality of my ward's meetings and grateful that I went back to a talent I had left behind. I have learned to appreciate piano music. The calmness it brings is marvelous. I hope in heaven we will hear this style of music, and who knows, I might be there playing in the celestial choirs. Sabrina de Souza de Cheda lives in Brazil. End of the story, Music in My Life. Read by Kennedy Hawkins.